Leanna Creel is often remembered as playing the role of Tori Scott on Saved by the Bell and appearing in TV shows like Beverly Hills 90210, Ned and Stacy, and Growing Pains. But Leanna has also written and produced several films and nowadays is running Creel Studio, which is a full-service photography and video production company. And she joins us now from Hollywood. Leanna Creel, how's it going, girl?
It's going pretty good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing really well, actually. Before we go back to the good old days, I want to talk about Creel Studio, like we just mentioned. Explain exactly what that is and how that's going.
Okay, well, we have a production company, and we provide photography and video services for clients. So they, you know, maybe creating a video or still for a campaign or for a client. For example, like the restaurant at Meadowood, Napa Valley, they hired us to do all the videos and stills for their website. So that's like a standard client. So sometimes it's just photography, sometimes it's just video, and sometimes it's both.
Very nice. CreelStudio.com. So is that pretty much your number one passion, children and photography at this point?
Yeah, pretty much. I always really liked photography. So and actually I've always really liked kids too. So it's a really fun job. I like being my own boss, and I get to travel quite a bit, and so it's pretty fun. I really enjoy it.
So you were born in L.A. as an identical triplet, you, Monica,
yes,
and Joy. What was that like growing up as a triplet?
Well, back in the day, triplets were much more rare. We didn't know any other triplets, you know, because of fertility drugs and stuff. Now there's, you know, triplets are like everywhere, but back then it was a little more rare. So it was kind of a trip. You know, we didn't think we looked alike, and somewhere in high school, I finally gave in and realized that we did look alike. So we didn't want to believe that our friends couldn't tell us apart. So,
what about people you dated? Was that ever an issue growing up? Like when you were dating people, would they ever get the wrong, you know, kiss the wrong person? Did that ever happen?
I mean, I don't think so. Again, I would not like to admit that if that ever did happen. We do sound a lot alike on the phone, I must admit. Our voices sound a lot alike. We are so very, very, very different on the inside. And I don't know if that's because we were raised together, and so we've tried to individuate a bit more and be more different. And maybe if we were separated at birth, maybe we'd be more alike. But
yeah,
we're very, very different today. So
you were in two movies together, Parent Trap 3 and 4. What are your favorite memories of you three together in those films?
Gosh, you know, those are really fun experiences. You know, the second one, we got to go to Hawaii for months, so that was pretty great. it was really fun. You know, we worked with Haley Mills, and we were big fans of hers from the original Parent Trap, so we were excited to work with her, and, you know, it was really fun. And very grateful to Disney. They sort of put us under contract when we started acting, and they sort of paid for all our acting classes and dance and voice, which were a complete wash because we can't dance or sing. But I'm very grateful to Disney for that. They really got us kind of started, and because of them, we were able to, you know, pay for college and do a lot of things we wouldn't have been able to do without Disney. So I'm very grateful. That's Milo in the background that you're hearing. I feel like I just keep feeding him. He's like they're like, I thought they didn't start eating a ton until they're like teenagers, but kind of he eats and eats and eats. He's only 8 months. I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's great. So you and Monica were also in an episode of 90210 back in the day. What do you remember about that? And did you kind of grow up watching that show too?
You know what? Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those shows. Anybody that had a SAG card was on that show because it ran for so long. But, you know, it was really fun. And Monica and I did it. And I remember my memories of that is I remember I really hated our outfits. I had to wear these really ugly purple and yellow outfits. And I was like, they're doing it on purpose to make, you know, the guest stars, you know, to make the regular stars look better. Like, I really thought it was like a conspiracy. But, you know, it was really fun. People were really nice, and we shot that one down at the beach, and, you know, it's the typical. We did a lot of twin and triplet sight gags, so we did a lot of that, like, swapping and who knows who and which boy is going out with which one, and we kind of did the rounds of the 80s sitcom, early 90s stuff.
It worked out good, because you went from 90210, and then you got cast as Tori on Saved by the Bell. So same question for that show. Had you been watching that show as a fan and, you know, watching it pretty good before you were cast?
I mean, sort of. I was already in college. I was at UCLA. So I was a little bit older than the kids on the show. So I don't remember, like, I was aware of the show, but I wasn't like a big fan. But I was aware of it, and I was like, oh, I'll get in, I'll get out. You know, I'll just quickly take a quarter off from school, do these shows. You know, no one will ever, you know the difference. If you told me way back then that people would still remember or care about those episodes, you know, that's the big surprise. No one could have guessed that a little, like, show about teenage kids, you know, would be, that people would care about it all these years later. You know, that's very surprising.
I remember hearing an interview with Mark Paul Gosselaar where he was saying the same thing, that he had no idea it would even be syndicated, really. They were just all shocked that it got as big as it has, you know, because at the time it really wasn't that big, was it?
Yeah, no, it was just, you know, I remember it was the time I came on, they wanted to do like 10 more episodes, squeeze 10 more episodes out of the franchise. And so, you know, Elizabeth Berkley had just gone off. She was going to do Showgirls, and she was going to be a big movie star. And Tiffany, same thing. They were off to do these bigger and better, and we thought they were going to become famous for that stuff. You know,
right.
We didn't know people would still, yeah. I'm sorry, Milo's kind of distracting me right now. I'm going to put him in a swing and see if that helps.
No, you're good.
Hey, buddy.
Poor Milo.
He really does not care about Save the Bell at all at this moment. But I have a 5-year-old, and I'm thinking about showing him some Save the Bell.
Oh, you totally should. He hasn't seen him yet?
No, I've never showed him any. But it's so broad. It's such a comic book, you know. I think even a 5-year-old probably could catch on.
You'll have to show him. You know, show him when you're dating Zach Morris, right? You guys were a couple, a hot couple,
yeah,
there at Bayside.
It was random. You know, sometimes I was, sometimes I wasn't. There was no real giant consistency story arc.
Do you have a favorite Saved by the Bell episode?
You know, I'd like I always remember the first one. You know, that was sort of like my character defining. You know, I always laugh because every single episode, you know, had some moral, you know, it was either like teen line or wheelchair basketball or teen drinking or, you know, they all had like social messages like that, except for, I guess, a couple. I mean, I guess the new girl, the one I was on that introduced my character, I don't know if that was a real big moral that one had, but
yeah, I forgot about
sort of
the teen drinking one. I remember that one. That was on the other day on
Romance. Because the wild and crazy girl, the Tori, the rebel, she actually didn't drink. I mean, that's crazy suspenseful writing.
Yeah, you were like the only one not drinking that night. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, my character drank orange.
So can you still watch it when it's on TV, or is it painful, or do you like it all these years later?
You know what? I honestly haven't watched it in all these years. I mean, I don't remember the last time I saw it. It's been many, many years. You know, I hear when it's on because my friends will tell me, and they'll be like, oh, my gosh, I turn on the TV, and I never saw you before, and I saw you. And so I haven't seen it. Like I said, I think maybe the time has come for me to because somebody gave me the series that I was on the year in DVDs, so I've got them here, but I haven't actually watched them yet. So but I think I might show them to Levi if I can bear to watch it. You know, it was pretty big hair days back then.
You've got to bust it out. Got to do it.
Everybody had the big hair and the big, like, that's when people meet me. They always think I'm smaller. I guess I came across really tall or big on the show for some reason. I don't know if it was that black leather jacket.
Yeah, the jacket.
But everything was like big and baggy back in those days, like big and bulky. So.
And I love Slater's 90s jeans that he has on all the time.
I know. And I remember Mark Paul didn't want to wear his hair like that by this time. Like, this is the last, you know, season of that original series. But, like, the producers made him. They're like, no, you have to keep your hair like this. Because he was like, oh, my gosh, I want to wear it, you know, in a different way. And I remember they wouldn't let him.
That's great. Do you still get recognized quite a bit as Tori, even now? And is that, do you like
know
that,
what?
Or
it's,
is that annoying
it's,
ever?
It's a certain age group, you know. I think I can tell the fans that were the really big fans. I think they're now probably, like, in their 30s.
Yeah.
But kind of is following them. So if I was ever, like, at a wedding with that same age group, eventually someone goes, hey, wait a minute, which is the power of media. Because, you know, I was only on 10 episodes, you know, it was only on one season. But the fact that people would still remember me and remember my character, it's truly amazing. So, yeah, it is, it's like I said, the power of TV. And I've been in other countries and other places. I was in the rainforest in Chiapas once, and these kids ran up to me. I didn't even think they had electricity. And they were like, Sofara para la campana. And I was like, oh, my gosh. It is, you know, television has penetrated the world. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy how far and wide, you know, and I talked to my sister Joy once, and I was like, you know, it's just so weird, you know, to still get recognized after all this time, like random places, random, like on the bus or whatever, you know, somewhere. And she's like, tell me about it. It's even more random to get recognized for being your sister. Like, not even me. It's my sister. So I guess my sisters have had to put up with a fair amount of that, too.
So after Saved by the Bell, you went on West Waikiki and Ned and Stacy, and then produced your first film after that, film production company. What do you enjoy more than being on screen or producing and directing?
Well, I am definitely a behind the camera person. I was very grateful for acting, and I it was how I was able to go to college and grad school and go to film school. But I always wanted to go to film school. That was my I even remember telling Peter Engel, the executive producer of Saved by the Bell, that I was going to go to film school someday and become a producer, and he like laughed. I don't know if he thought I was serious or not, but so I was pretty focused that that's really what I wanted to do. And I acted all through undergrad and grad school. And when I graduated from film school and I started producing, I stopped acting. So I made a real conscious decision to move on to the next phase, which was at that time producing. And then it became more directing and behind the camera and photography. And so, you know, I've done a few things since, but I'm definitely more comfortable behind the camera. I'm grateful for that time, and it was really fun. And it was that kind of job where you're like, I cannot believe they're paying me to do this. This is like weirdly easy and too good to be true. So it's definitely that kind of job. But my real passion was always to tell stories and to, you know, be behind a camera and be a photographer and a director. That's always my dream. So
that's cool. So goals for the future then, before we let you go, you know, with Creel Studio and everything else, what do you see yourself doing, down the road?
Well, good question. I hope I can continue to, you know, pay the bills. I would love to produce or direct another feature. Not produce, just to produce, I should say. I'm interested in directing a feature film, but if I feel like that's kind of one of my final missions in life, I really would like to do that. It's just finding the right project that I can get excited about and can put all the pieces together. But I am also, you know, I do a lot of directing and writing, like a lot of web content and a lot of short films or creating videos for people. And so I definitely get to work out that sort of fun storytelling part of directing and producing, but it'd be really fun to do like a narrative feature. So that's still on my bucket list of things to do, but I have two kids and I need to pay the bills. And so I'm really grateful that I can do something creative and be my own boss, and I really do enjoy what I do. So yeah.
Very cool. Well, Leanna, thank you so much for all of your time, for all of the memories, and let's definitely stay in touch as things happen in the future. We'll have you back on again at some point, and stay in touch, girl.
Okay, likewise. Feel free to give me a call.
All right, girl. Take care. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.